Good morning. Good morning, church. It's time to start. CMP. Let's start in a prayer. Father God, we come to you. We give thanks and praise you. And we come to you. Let us humble ourselves when we come to God, and just early morning, we want to seek you, seek your face, and may you be with us and guide us this time, no matter the message time or the worship time and or the prayer time. We lift up the time to you, God. May you open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. Speak to us, Lord, and humble myself even to preach your words. Pray that all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So today I'm going to share a message about humility. So I want to ask, what do you think about humility? What does it mean to you? Or we probably hear about that time to time. People said about humble yourself, how to be humble, things like that. Does that mean, I'll be the last, or let everyone go first, and or I see others better than myself, or I do see my weakness, my blind spot, and I submit all that. Those could be some of the things that we think. There's a quote, there's a famous person I would like to share a quote. Everyone knows his name. His name is called Albert Einstein. He stayed one short sentence. It's very interesting. He said, a true genius admits that he or she knows nothing. A true genius admits that he or she knows nothing. So means I know nothing, I can do nothing by my own strength or ability. So it sounds really deep, but somehow it's kind of like it's a contradiction, because a genius, like a person, probably he or she is really good at maybe particularly in one thing, or probably have certain knowledge or wisdom, but the person realized that he or she knows nothing. But it's really a humble attitude or perspective. And I want to read the passage first. So I'm going to read 2 Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete, being like-minded, having the same love, being in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So this is deep, right? I believe this is probably one of the Bible verses talk about how good example to be humble, right? And probably Jesus is the most best example or role model for us to learn how to be humble. And there's a several points at the beginning of the passage. United with Christ, comfort from his love, fellowship with the Spirit, being one in spirit, purpose. Those are the good things. And yeah, it's not easy. And also your attitude should be same as that of Christ Jesus. So think like Jesus think, be more like Christ. Imagine if I keep thinking like, oh, God first, put God first, every day, every night, every minute, I keep thinking, how should I think or do things like God does? Wow, this is not easy, right? And it's very high standard. But it does help. We need to be reminded to do that. Sometimes we may lose track easily, going for our own ways, our own will. And verse 6 says, who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. And but 7, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness. So Jesus is God, but he humbled himself like a servant, and he did not consider equality with God. This is very undescribable how humble Jesus was. And on verse 8 says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. And 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. His name is above every name, above all names. And that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, to the of God the Father. This is very, very. I couldn't think of any how amazed God, how humble Jesus was. How to use any words to describe, and he's always the good example role model for us to look up to, and then another verse I'd like to share, Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my words. And also another one is Book of Matthew 23 verse 11 and 12. It says, the greatest among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humble, and whoever humble himself will be exalted. So what is a good example of humility? What is a good example of humility? I have a good example. People give up their own privilege in order to serve those who have less. For example, Mother Teresa, a very famous person, she dedicated her life to minister to the poorer people in Calcutta, in India. And she saw their needs as just as important as hers. And she chose to live at the level in order to help them. She chose to live at the level in order to help them. So how humble she was, like, well, she sacrificed a lot of time, and she's willing to do so, very humble herself to do it, and she saw the needs and chose to live like that. And I believe we all call it serve God, but not everyone may receive the call to serve like that, putting your whole life even and go to a place like very poor and you serve those people. And you got to be really, really, really on God and humble and let God use you as an instrument, as a vessel to glorify God. And then on 1 Peter 5:5-6 says, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So why does God want us to be humble? Right? The Bible always says we need to learn how to be humble, right? And God gives grace to the humble, right? And pride closes the door to spiritual growth, but humility opens the door of your life to more of God's grace. To the humble, God gives patience and peace and gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit grows in the soil of humility. And humility is the key to spiritual growth. Humility is the key to spiritual growth. So, in a way, if we not humble ourselves before God, it probably very difficult for us to grow, especially in our spiritual life walk. So the more we humble ourselves, the more we able to grow in Christ. Sometimes, I know God put difficult people around us, and I believe God has His purpose, and we all learn. During time, when we reach the point that we realize that we cannot rely on our own strength to deal with some people, if it's difficult or we think they're not easy to deal with. And then we go to God. We go to God and pray and ask God, please, Lord, please help us. How am I going to work with this brother? How am I going to work for this boss, this coworker, things like that? So, and it helps us to humble ourselves. And sometimes God may use different people to shape us, and we learn, it exercises our humbleness, and we learn to rely on God more. And what is a good example of humility? Well, this is kind of interesting. When you, let's say you go to the supermarket, you're waiting online, you go to pay for all the items you want to buy, and you let someone ahead of you like go first online, and because maybe you see he or she is more in hurry, maybe he has less items, you have a lot. Okay, I'm not in a hurry. You let the other person go in front of you. That could be an act of humility. Or cleaning the bathroom of your office. Even though you own the company, you're the owner, that that could be an example of humility. But in my life, I rarely seldom see the owner does that it's there is, but it is not easy. It is not easy. And even for myself, I may choose not to do so. But when I really sense that God is speaking to me, maybe through that time, particularly that moment, then I know that, okay, I should be showing a good example or be a good testimony for God doing so. And how do you humble yourself before God? Confess your sins to the Lord. Confess your sins to the Lord. Give up whatever is burdening you and be willing to leave it at the cross. Be willing to leave it at the cross. Much too often we give something up to God and try to take it right back when we get stressed about it. Once you take it to the cross, leave it there. It's not easy to humble yourself, but it is freeing. So, well, I guess we all learn this. It's not easy, it could be difficult, but we do it. We gotta do it. It's better to do it every day. And to the point that we surrender to God. And when things that we know that we cannot handle, we cannot do it, take care of, do it by our own ability or capability, whatever, using our own knowledge or wisdom, we cannot. We have to leave it to God. We have to live up our burdens our anxious or worries, things that we, or whatever situation or challenges that we face, to leave it up to God. And how do Christians to develop humility? I believe the perfect example is Jesus, like the verse says. I have some points I think is good for us. It could help us or remind us. Number one is to submit our will to the Lord's will. Submit our will to the Lord's will. So maybe we have our own thoughts or mind or will, but we submit our will to the Lord's will, to follow his will. Number two, recognize the Lord's hand in all things. Recognize the Lord's hand in all things. Well, everything is in God's hand. He's in control. And then number three, pray to our Father to help us grow in humility. Pray to our Father to help us grow in humility. So we go to God, we pray. Pray is not just a noun or verb. Pray is an action, it's an attitude, and it's your life. It's living life. We continue praying daily, every day, day and night, we pray. Number four, choose not to be offended. Well, means get mad easily or be calm. And for myself, I sometimes I get angry, upset easily by people or things happen or whatever, and I'm learning how to don't let things or anyone that bother me much emotionally, and just focus on God and keep praising him. that thing that will help me a lot. And when I focus on God, then I forget or don't just forget about things that upset me and keep focusing on God, keep praising Him instead of then I just let it go out, all those things that upset me. And those are the four things. I believe there could be more. Maybe you find out more. But it's always good to have some points that really help us to learn how to be more humble. And yep. And then a last quote I would like to share is a famous person, C.S. Lewis. He says, "As long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you." Well, it sounds simple, but it's true. If you're looking down things and people, you're always, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. So yeah, it's a good point or insight. That also remind us keep ourselves to humble. And I hope what I share is encouraging, brother, sister. And I guess I pray, and then we'll go to worship and pass anyone else worship. Right? Okay, let's pray. Father, that we thank you early morning, and we even though there's just a few of us through Zoom at the present moment, and we enjoy the time. And I know many brothers and sisters, maybe they're busy in the morning, or when they after work are things that they will go back and listen. And I believe whatever convenience time for brothers and sisters, they also can listen it back and also can receive good message words, and which also can encourage brothers and sisters. I leave up the time to you, God. May you guide us, lead us for worship, and then we go through the prayer items. And we praise you, we give you thanks. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. So it's time for Pastor Ernie Ray to lead us a song worship.
The reason that I live, person that I see with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy. I trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong. The reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I will worship, I will worship you, I will Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong. The reason that I live, the reason that I sing, with all I am. With all I will worship.
Thank you. Jesus, I believe, is the reason I live. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the worship time, even though it's just for a short, about 5 minutes, one song. And when we come to you, we worship you. From our hearts, and God, you know that you see our hearts, and you know we worship you, we praise you from the bottom of our hearts, not because how good we sing or we play the instruments, but when we come to you, we have joy and peace. We gather together to praise. Every day, and to seek you more, to pray more, to be more like Christ, to be more humble like you, Lord. And we lift up the prayer time items to you, Lord. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So we go through the prayer items. I pray for those brothers, sisters, or those who have cancer, and they're all different kinds of cancer, and they may have different stage. We pray for God's mercy, pray for healing, pray for protection. Besides, they also need, I believe they need comfort, or like maybe families or close friends, some encourage words, and so we pray for them. In darkest places I will call, incline your ear to me anew, and hear my cry for mercy, Lord. And next page, please. Next one, pray for those unions. Pray for the salvation. So maybe many of them may not know God yet, or they haven't made the decision to accept Christ. But we trust God. God has His time for everyone. And maybe through those illness that they experience in God, the grace of the Lord, and so we pray for the healing, and pray for the time that they'll get to know God, the encounter of God. Again, we go to next page, infirmities. Pray for those for our sister have different kind of maybe surgeries or pain in all different areas of their bodies. Pray for healing. I pray that, hope that those kind of maybe last long for healing, but hope it won't much bother them. Their daily life, work, and so let's pray. Then we go to next page. Pray for COVID, those who got COVID, or maybe still in the healing process, they need rest or quarantine. Pray for them, pray for God's for healing, protection, and hope that they can rest more. And not easy, especially if they have the quarantine. Pray for them. Also pray for the frontline medical workers. They are not easy job for them, and it's their job. But besides, they need bonus, courageous, and to work, to serve, and they have to be very cautious. And pray for them. God use them to help those who, all the cancer patients. Next page, please. Pray for jobs. Pray for those looking for jobs. Looking for jobs at ministry. I believe God has His time for everyone, for everything. And trust God that He has His time for everyone's, for work. Next page, please. Pray for the mission focus. Oh, the Oasis House, Pastor Jenny. North Korea, open doors for ministry. Yeah, open doors. Missional opportunities, partnerships in Asia. And those who can prosecute churches, the Middle East. So we'll pray for those. We just lift it up all to God and make our open doors and continue started. Those who haven't started, pray that God in His time will start. Those who already started, and may God continue His ministry. And may His ministry also bring blessing to people in those different areas. Pray for the weekend gathering, the church Sunday service, the well ministry, the SP Kids worship team, hospitality, youth group, the spin spell, SP Indonesia, SP Philippines, the service, the activities, all classes, outreaches, all kind of meetings. We leave it all up to God. May God bless all those brother, sister can grow in all this different kind of ministry or worship time. Thank you. So we pray for the pregnancy, the woman who got pregnant, Day Young, and China and others, people that we know, they're pregnant. We pray for them, pray for their health, pray for their babies, pray for China. I guess no more, right? This last speech. So let's pray. Close. Father, we thank you for today. Time flew. It's just like an hour or so, I pray that God, you guide us, lead us every day, and as we draw close to you, you draw closest to us. Lord, remind us and encourage us. We rises to encourage one another that we need to pray, not just individually, but also come to church and pray. It's always good to pray to God, and we pray for one another. We lift up the prayer meetings to you, Lord, that may more people join, whether EMP, CMP. And tomorrow is a Sunday service, and we come to worship God with brothers and sisters together. We praise you and we study your words. May you be with us and may you bless us, Lord. We live up to you, God. Pray down in Jesus' name. So, thank you and see you tomorrow, Sunday service. Thank you. Have a good one.